let's dive into today's crypto market scene. As of just before 6 a.m. on June 13, 2024, the total market cap of the crypto world is sitting at $2.59 trillion US dollars, which is up by about 0.478% from yesterday. Now looking at the trading volume, it's reached 129.53 billion US dollars, showing a solid increase of 10.2% from the day before, all according to SosoValue. Moving on, let's dive into how the crypto market sectors are doing. According to SosoValue, out of 16 sectors, 11 are on the rise while 5 are seeing a dip. The sectors that really stand out are SocialFi, AI, and DePIN. The SocialFi sector has jumped up by 7.15% since midnight UTC, with Moon skyrocketing by 21.4%, Ton climbing 8.57%, and DeSo up by 1.87%. Over in the AI sector, there's been a 4.2% increase, led by FET with a 6.73% rise, GLM up by 5.5%, and DBC increasing by 5.16%. Lastly, the DePIN sector is up by 2.81%, with LPT leading at a 17.3% increase, Nautil at 9.51%, and WSI rising by 8.11%. After checking out the overall crypto market, let's dive into the top 5 token gainers of the day, according to SosoValue. Leading the pack is IONET, boasting a market cap of $567.63 million and a coin price of $5.9750, which is up by 46.6% in the last 24 hours. Next up, BakerySwap's coin price stands at $0.37150, marking a 28.4% increase. Third on the list is Lobo the Wolf Pup, with its coin price at $0.005852, up by 27.1%. Bitcoin Diamond follows, priced at $0.071620 with a 25.3% rise. Lastly, Arch cryptocurrency Moons rounds out the top 5 with a coin price of $0.18720, which has climbed 21.4% over the last day. According to SosoValue, the price of Bitcoin, BTC, is currently sitting at $67,604, showing a slight increase of 0.464% from yesterday. Bitcoin's market cap is a whopping $1.33 trillion, which is 51.5% of the total crypto market cap. Also, BTC's trading volume over the last 24 hours was $38.51 billion, making up 29.7% of the total trading volume. The next news is about Ethereum ETH. Its price is at $3,510.3, just a tiny dip of 0.299% from yesterday. Ethereum's market cap is $421.78 billion, representing 16.3% of the total market cap. ETH's 24-hour trading volume is $19.62 billion, which is 15.1% of the total trading volume. Together, BTC and ETH make up 67.8% of the total cryptocurrency market cap, and their combined trading volumes account for 44.8% of the total trading volume. Let's dive into today's crypto news that you gotta hear, courtesy of SosoValue. Terraform Labs has agreed to cough up $4.47 billion to settle a case with the SEC. This hefty sum includes fines, interest, and a civil penalty, all aimed at making things right after some serious fraud went down. This deal wraps up the legal battle that kicked off after TerraUSD tanked in 2022, aiming to help out investors who got burned. The next news is, Bitcoin ETFs in the US are really pulling in the cash, with a ton of BTC scooped up in June. Last week alone, the 11 funds grabbed 25,729 BTC, nearly matching the total for all of May. Even with the ups and downs in price, these ETFs have raked in $15.69 billion since January, managing assets worth about $61 billion. The next news is, Bitcoin's price is on the rise after some good news about inflation in the US. The Consumer Price Index shows inflation cooling down to 3.3%, compared to last year. This boost comes from some surprisingly good economic stats, which also lifted the major stock indexes. However, everyone's still on their toes, waiting to hear what Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has to say at the upcoming FOMC meeting. The next news is, Zimbabwe is getting serious about crypto. They're working on setting up rules for virtual assets and want to hear from crypto folks both locally and worldwide. They're aiming to meet global standards and tackle issues like money laundering and terrorism financing. Nick Mangwana is heading a committee on this, and they've got until June 26 to sort it out. Plus, Zimbabwe's rolled out a gold-backed digital currency called ZiG, which is part of their plan to manage their economy better. The next news is, former President Donald Trump is all in on supporting Bitcoin miners. He's pushing for more Bitcoin mining right here in the US to take on CBDCs, those central bank digital currencies. He recently had a sit-down with some top folks from the industry where he promised to back them big time if he makes it back into office. Trump highlighted how crucial it is for the US to step up its game in Bitcoin mining to really nail that national energy mastery. The next news is, Bitcoin's price has taken a dip to $67,000 as investors get jittery ahead of the Federal Open Market Committee meeting and a robust U.S. jobs report. Trading firms, including QCP Capital, are still betting on a comeback, keeping their eyes on a bullish recovery. They're watching key price points at $70,000 and $72,000, where we might see the trend reverse if things start looking up. Everyone's glued to that $67,000 mark, waiting to see how the upcoming FOMC decision and the chatter about lower interest rates will shake things up. The next news is the Federal Reserve, Fed, has decided to keep its interest rate steady at 5.25% to 5.5%, the highest in 23 years. This announcement came at 21 CET today, and it's got everyone from Wall Street to crypto traders on their toes. Despite expectations of maintaining the current rate, the market was eyeing this closely, especially with the U.S. inflation data on the horizon, which might affect future rate cuts. Initially, Bitcoin felt a bit shaky, dropping to around $67,380, but after the Fed confirmed the rate would stay unchanged, it bounced back, stabilizing at $69,000. Now all eyes are on Fed Chair Jerome Powell's upcoming press conference for more insights into the economic outlook and future monetary policy. Meanwhile, inflation is still a hot topic, running above the Fed's comfort zone despite a recent dip. The next news is Coinbase's second quarter report for 2024 shows a big jump in blockchain use among Fortune 100 companies, with a 39% increase from last year. Top bosses are really getting into blockchain, especially for payment apps that customers use. But there's a snag. There aren't enough skilled folks to go around, which is holding some companies back from jumping on the blockchain bandwagon. Over in the US, there's also fewer crypto developers than before, pointing out a big need for clearer rules to keep talent and stay ahead in the worldwide crypto game. The next news is about Hong Xuning, who used to work at the Chinese Central Bank for 20 years. He's now pushing for a Bitcoin bank and wants the nation to get into Bitcoin mining. After proposing that China should use its computing power for Bitcoin, he left the PBOC and has joined a startup called RBG. The next news is, in the US, the unadjusted CPI for May hit the forecast right on the nose at 3.4%, just like Tenecus Research predicted, hinting at a possible high for Bitcoin. Wall Street big shots think the CPI will stick around 3.4%, though some are betting it might dip to 3.3%, even with the CPI showing a yearly change of 3.3%, just a tad under what was expected. Bitcoin's price dropped to $66,000. This has folks guessing all sorts of things about where the dollar's headed next. That's a wrap for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you found this useful. Don't forget to check out sosovalue.xyz, your go-to spot for all things crypto. Stay in the loop with the latest market trends and essential info. Until next time, take care.